Well, welcome back to our second half of our Take Note Winter Celebration. Hope you've enjoyed your tea, coffee, hot chocolate. Are enjoying your tea, coffee, hot chocolate? Good idea. Warm your hands. We are going to continue with Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, which we're all going to sing together. Now, when I say that, actually, I've got some soloists from the choir who are going to sing the verses, and we'll just join in with Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And we'll all sing the middle bit together, won't we? Finally, kiss good. But I've got a bit for us all to do beforehand as a kind of introduction. So, let's have a little practice. Can you sing? Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Your turn.
Let it snow.
Set up kind of a mesmeric round of snow that's going to be falling around us. Let's try it in two parts. So we're going to start. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. So you just keep singing. Let it snow,
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Rules of being in a choir, and then the conductor goes, stop. Okay, we're going to go off to pro level now. Four parts, okay? Choir? Happy? Okay, part one. You can see some professional singers in here, so you're up to here. Part two. Part three.
Let it snow, 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 let it sn
This is our soloists here, Liz, Kathy, and Luke. We are going to continue with a piece that I have written, a Christmas carol piece called The Joy of the Angels. There's a prayer in the Nine Lessons and Carols I've always liked that talks about, goes through the different characters in the Nativity, and it talks about may the perseverance of the wise men and the eagerness of the shepherds and the joy of the angels and the obedience of Mary and Joseph and peace of the Christ child be yours. And I've picked out the phrase the joy of the angels, and this is what this song is about. And it's also a bit about who we are as Take Note. I was just talking with a choir member earlier who was saying that they, on a Wednesday, which is when we rehearse, has to leave for work at 6:30 in the morning. By the time it comes to the evening to do choir, it's just like, and actually getting to choir is such hard work. But she was saying when she comes to choir, it just lifts her spirits so much that she just knows that it's worth pushing through and getting there. And I feel that as well, that when we come and sing, whatever I've been doing during the day, I can just throw off and feel much lighter in my heart. So tonight is about sharing what we do every Wednesday. And if you're not part of the choir, I do recommend it for just well-being, really. And so this is The Joy of the Angels.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are now going to do a deep dive into Christmas with Silent Moments.
Thank you.
going to break the mood a little bit. It's not strictly a Christmas song, but ever since it was on the advert for Quality Street, it kind of feels like a Christmas song. A bit more audience participation is needed here, so if you could wipe the mince pie from your lips, we're going to do some whistling. It's time for magic moments.
Sings a love song as we go along. I'm going to hand you over to Tara, who is the wonderful person who manages the choir and makes this all happen. So I think before I give this microphone to her, can we have a huge round of applause for Tara?
First of all, to Philippa and St Andrew's Church. We like coming back here every year. It's a lovely church and they make us feel very welcome, and they oversaw all the refreshments, so thank you for that. It's been funny this week. We've been discussing a lot about music and inclusivity and how it affects young people and everybody. And I realised that actually this choir is an amazing choir. It's been going for quite some time now at Simon Gosford School. And I was thinking that actually, I've never really said thank you to the choir. The choir are an amazing group of people. It's sometimes like herding cats, so don't check on that. But on the whole, they are amazing. And we all here, as Sam said earlier, for different reasons. Just to get out for the evening, to make us feel good, and just to sing together. And actually, it doesn't actually matter whether we can, everybody can sing or not sing or read music. We all sing together and help each other. So it's really, really important that actually, I think I say thank you to all of you. We all thank each other for being an absolutely brilliant, brilliant, brilliant choir. We can't be where we are without two people. And we have some sad news in the fact that this is Jeremy's last winter concert with us. He's been... He's been with us for 10 years, and although he's leaving in March, this is his last winter concert, and we are really very, very, very sad to see him go, but, you know, people move on. It's a task for us to find a replacement for you, which is why he's having to stay on a few more months to give us a chance to find another pianist. We will be saying our goodbyes to him properly in March, but as it's your last winter concert, we need to give him an extra round of applause to go to him. And of course, Sam joined us about 18 months ago and has lifted the choir. We've increased in numbers, we do so many more things now, the gospel, as you heard. And he can play a variety of instruments as well. It's an amazing, brought us a lot of joy, changed the way we sing, all the soloists, and we owe a huge thank you to you, what you do for the choir, and where we've got to today. So, an absolute massive, massive thank you.
Another round of applause for Tara. I want to tell you about two other choirs before we come on to our last piece. One is a new choir that's starting in January. It's going to be run by me and my wife, Rachel, for singers who are aged 8 to 13. There's no better way of learning music than singing in a choir. And if you want to come and join us, we're going to be here on Friday evenings in the church, 5:30 to 6:45, there you go, starting on 10th of January. But there's some leaflets at the back if you want to find out more and register for that. That's the first choir. The second choir that I want to tell you about is the choir that we're raising money for this evening. And it's a choir that I lead in London for people whose lives have been affected by homelessness. And we come together every Monday night and have about half an hour of tea and coffee and biscuits and more biscuits. And then we sing for about 90 minutes together and experience some of the fun and laughter and joy that we have together here. And while we're doing that, we've got a team of volunteers cooking hot meals for us. And then when we finish singing, we all sit down, long tables, hot food, eat together, cup of tea together, sing together, hot food together, week in, week out through the year. And as you can imagine, that just creates a really powerful, supportive community that can really help people when they're going through very difficult, vulnerable times in their lives. So that's called the Choir with No Name. We are taking a collection at the end of the concert this evening for that choir to enable us to do the work that we do with them. So if you've enjoyed the singing tonight and you'd like that to impact the lives of vulnerable adults in London, please give generously to that. We're going to sing an arrangement that I wrote for the Choir with No Name. And there's going to be moments that you can join in now. And it's based on the Jingle Bell Rock. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
you very much for coming out this evening. We hope that we've filled you with a bit of Christmas cheer and merriment and joy as you go out into Storm Dara. Good luck, stay safe. We're going to leave you with Love Is in the Air.
Thank you. Oh, did you really?
See you Wednesday, yeah. Great singing, nice.